You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Well, today's message that I want to bring to you is titled Strength and Freshness. Holistic rest practices is what I'm going to be talking about today. Maybe that's the first time you've even heard someone say those words before, holistic rest practices. But what it's really about is prevention and remedy for fatigue, tiredness, and exhaustion. It's about us staying close in our relationship with God. And this morning we're going to touch on some things in the Word of God. There's promises for us in the Word of God, and maybe you haven't heard about these promises before. Maybe you've heard people talk about it, but you haven't quite understood it in its fullness. So I'm going to touch on these things today, and I just want to really encourage you. Just lean in and push in and hear what God wants to speak to you today. Let your heart be softened by the Spirit of God, because this is going to empower you and bring strength and freshness to your life. Amen. Why don't we pray before I start? Holy Spirit, God, I pray that even as we come around your word goes on and on. It's never ending. It's real for us today as it was when it was written. And I pray, let the word of God become so real to our spirits. Let it permeate our hearts. And God, I pray, let it activate through our daily practices. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to spend some time today teaching on how to become strong and stay fresh in the things of God, particularly in your spirit, mind, and body. That's why we're talking about holistic rest practices, not just something that keeps you going on in your spirit, but something that touches your entire life for daily practices. I'm going to be talking about some practices today that perhaps you've never heard of, or maybe you have misconceptions about because you haven't heard any healthy, good teaching around it. One of the reasons you may not have heard healthy teaching around is that it's not often taught on, particularly in our context. So these practices, though, are linked to God's promises found in the Word of God for each of us. They're not things that I've come up with by myself. We are looking at the Scriptures today and what God wants to speak to you about. The long and the short of it is this. It's about making time and activating practices that deeply form you and form in you. You know, these practices cover your spiritual life, your mental well-being, and including living with joy and peace and recovering from trauma and grief and losses and stress and keeping well physically in your healthy nature that God has called you to step into. So making time and activating practices. Now, I want us to look at what this means for each of us personally today. What does making time and activating practices mean for you today? What is it that you need to make time in? What practices do you need to activate today? You know, these questions, I believe that at the end of today's message, at the end of today's teaching, that you'll be equipped to answer those today. That you'll be equipped to activate those things today. So I want to teach today particularly around healthy Sabbath practices, rest practices that release strength and freshness to you. First of all, let's start with this. What is Sabbath? I think that's a really good place for us to start today. You know, the word Sabbath comes from the Hebrew word Shabbat that means rest or cessation, meaning to cease, to stop working. So some Sabbath thoughts today. Now that you understand what Sabbath means, let's have some thoughts around Sabbath today. To help you understand, particularly if you haven't heard anything about this, to help you understand a rest day or Sabbath day. First thought is this, that Sabbath is an invitation to practice rest in exactly the same way that God did on the seventh day. We'll get into that a little bit later, but on the seventh day, after creating the heavens, the universe, everything that's part of creation, God rested. And it's an invitation for us to imitate the same practices. Secondly, it's an invitation to regularly engage in God's practice with God in a deep, intentional way. Third thing, it's a purposeful decision to stop working and truly rest in God's presence. Fourth thing, by entering to this practice of intentionally stopping, we reorientate ourselves towards God to be with God. Maybe that's not something that you've heard before, but stopping from the busyness of your life, reorientating yourself to be with God in His presence. And the fifth thing, that we make space and time and room for Him to take up residence in our individual lives to restore and minister to us. So, I do that when I put some music on in the background while I'm doing other stuff. No, that's doing stuff with some nice stuff happening in the background. I'm talking about reorientating your entire life to be towards God so that He can come and minister, refresh, and restore you. In the words of Pete Scazzario from Emotionally Healthy, on Sabbaths, we imitate God by stopping our work and resting. Let me say it again. On Sabbaths, we imitate God by stopping our work and resting. This is about choosing to have really healthy, holistic rest practices. I'm not talking about taking a break or a holiday. I'm talking about a biblical practice, imitating God to be with God. Amen? So my proposal and suggestion for you today is that your strength and freshness in your life is directly connected to your ability to learn and outwork holistic rest practices as God did. Maybe you're feeling tired, particularly over the last, let's talk about the last 18 months. Let's talk about this lockdown 4 and 5 that we didn't think was coming, that fatigue can set in. And I'll talk about some of the different types of fatigue a little bit later, but exhaustion and tiredness and not being able to see through the trees that are in front of you. It's like, I know that over there somewhere there's a good place to be, but what do I do right now? I feel tired. Rest practices, holistic rest practices, are God's promise for each and every single one of us. But today, what I want us to do is let's start with the heart of Jesus towards you and I today. I think it's important for us to start there. Matthew 11, 28 and 30. This is what it says. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the truth of the Word of God. This is Jesus speaking to each and every single one of us. This is His heart towards us. So for you today, if you're carrying burdens and struggling under the fatigue of long-term tiredness, emotional fatigue, empathy fatigue, exhaustion from being a relief teacher slash parent, whatever you're carrying from laboring during your week, or maybe the last 18 months, Jesus wants to meet you on at least a weekly basis to offer you rest. He wants to offer you healing. He wants to offer you restoration for your soul. But it starts with, come to Jesus. It starts with, come to me. It's Jesus speaking to us. And so I propose to you today that for many of you watching right now, you're in a relationship with Jesus. But in the last week, have you chosen a day in your week to come to Jesus? To pivot and reorientate yourself and say, Jesus, I'm coming to you. I've been working hard, I'm heavy laden, I'm burdened with things that are happening during the week, but I'm coming to lay it at your feet because your burden is light, because you take it from me. You offer rest, you offer healing. See, notice it doesn't say in this passage of Scripture make sure that you log into church at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday. It doesn't say that. What it says is, come to me. Jesus is saying, come to me. He's not saying keep busy doing things. He's not saying make sure you tick off the list of things that you need to do for me so that you can be in my presence. No, no. He starts by saying, just come to me. Just come to me. See, this means that when you come to church or go to a small group or you join with someone in prayer, when you open your Bible, when you put on worship music, when we make time to choose for those things to be part of our rest and Sabbath day, that's when Jesus can truly give you rest for your soul. Don't look at those things as tasks to tick off for your Christian living. No, no, no. When you join together and you come together with the church and you come in on a Sunday and you lift your hands in worship and you lift worship and praise to God and He spends time with you, it's choosing to make time to activate Sabbath and rest practices. It's not a routine. It's not a religion. Can I encourage you? Reorientate the way that you're thinking about your daily practices and daily living with Jesus. See, we don't just go through the routines. We put ourselves in a place for God to minister rest and healing to us. It's about understanding what we're doing on a day-to-day basis, but particularly on the day of rest. See, on this day of rest, Jesus wants to come and minister rest, to exchange the impacts and the fatigue of the 6 days of laboring, and He wants to build peace into your heart, and He wants to bring healing to your soul, and He wants to exchange the things that are troubling your mind and your will and emotions with His peace and rest. So where does this practice of imitating God's Sabbath day come from? Well, let's look at the scriptures this morning. Amen. Genesis 2, starting at verse 1. This is what it says. It's important for us to know that all of these things come from the Word of God, not man-made things, but God's Word. Amen. Starting at verse 1. So the creation of the heavens and the earth and everything in them was completed. Verse 2. On the seventh day, God had finished His work of creation, so He rested from all of His work. And God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy, because it was a day when He rested from all His work of creation. We catch a glimpse of God working hard for 6 days, working hard, creating the heavens and the universe. Amen. But we catch this glimpse of God reaffirming that this rest day, it's a practice that we all need, including the God of the heavens and earth. He got to that seventh day, it's like, that was a lot of work. I need to rest. And it's a generational practice that's been handed down from the beginning of time through each and every single generation. And maybe this is the first time you're hearing of it, and it's like, hang on, this is a practice that's been handed down from generation to generation. That's exactly what it is. And I'm bringing you into the promises of God in the Word this morning. Amen. It's God's promise and God's covenant with us. And we catch more of a glimpse of that in Exodus 31, verses 16 and 17. This is what it says. Therefore, the people of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, observing the Sabbath throughout their generations as a covenant forever. It's a sign forever between me and the people of Israel that in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. It's a generational covenant that's been passed down from generation to generation. See, the pathway for rest and being re-energized and reset is through Sabbath practice, holistic rest practices. This happens when we respond to the come to me call of Jesus. So He wants to give you the promises of God through rest. You're like, hang on, that goes against everything that I've ever been taught in my whole life. Don't we have to push and persist and go harder and harder to get things? Yes, that's the rhythm of the world, but the rhythm of God is work hard for 6 days, come to Jesus and let Him pour rest into you. How do we get closer to the promises of God? By allowing Him to impart those things into us. But if we're busy for 7 days, when do we ever take the time to say, God, speak to me? What is it that you want to minister to my heart today? See, it's dependent not on Him. It's dependent on us entering into rest. He's there with the promises. It's a covenant that He started at the beginning of time and has passed down. He wants to continue to pass down that covenant promise to you. It's dependent on us. It's dependent on you. It's dependent on I entering into rest, setting aside a day, a time. He wants to give you restoration. He wants to minister and reorientate your week. He wants to reorientate your life. Your rest day is so important. It's the day that you keep holy for God to come and minister to you. So now we have a firmer grasp on what's available for each and every single one of us. Let's look at the New Testament this morning to get a clearer understanding, a clearer grasp of what it means to us today, right now. We're going to start in Hebrews 4 this morning. I want to encourage you that in the middle of all of this message this morning, in this teaching, you may be sitting there going, but I'm so busy. But there's so many things that I'm committed to. There's so many things that take up my week. I want to encourage you. This is a decision that both Naomi and myself had to come to around about 3 years ago. There were so many things that we were committed to, so many things that were keeping us busy. And we had to make a decision to say, you know, we're not going to do that anymore. We're not going to live with that stress in our life anymore. And we started pruning and removing things from our world, things that were cluttering up our life, so that we could step into the promises that God promises through rest practice. I want to encourage you. The way that it begins is by you making time and activating practices. Amen. It's an encouragement for you. Don't look at everything that's in your life right now and be, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed. I don't want it to do. Make time to be with God. Activate some practices, and He will speak to you about what to remove from the busyness of your life. Amen. Let's start. Hebrews 4, starting at verse 1. Now, the promise of entering God's rest is still for us today. So we must be extremely careful to ensure that we all embrace the fullness of that promise and not fail to experience it. There's a whole lot of teaching that I could go into this morning, but for time's sake, we're online this morning, for time's sake. See, it's a reminder for each and every single one of us today that the promise is yours to enter into. It started at the beginning of time, and it's still a call for you today to step into. But what it's referring to, though, with that people potentially missing out on it is generations that have gone before us got busy and didn't listen and their hearts hardened. What it's referring to is that we got to be careful to embrace everything that God has for us in His promises and not miss out on it because we're so busy making time for other things. And my encouragement for me and each of us today is, what are you doing to make sure that you don't fail to get the promise? How are you making time? Something to ponder on as you walk through your week this week. Verse 2. For we have heard the good news of deliverance just as they did, speaking of the people of Israel, yet they didn't join their faith with the word. Instead, what they heard didn't affect them deeply, for they doubted. I want to encourage you, this call to step into the promise, let it affect you deeply. Let your heart be soft, let stubbornness fade and disappear, and let's step into the promises of God. Verse 3. For those of us who believe, faith activates the promise and we experience the realm of confident rest. For He has said, I was grieved with them and made a solemn oath that they will not enter my rest. God's works have all been completed from the foundation of the world. For it says in the scriptures, and on the seventh day, God rested from all His works. And again, as stated before, they will not enter into my rest. Verse 6. Those who first heard the good news of deliverance failed to enter into the realm of faith's rest because of their unbelieving hearts. Yet the fact remains that we still have the opportunity to enter into the faith rest life and experience the fulfillment of the promise. I want to encourage you. Maybe there's generations that have gone before you and haven't alerted to you the fact that it's imperative to spend a time of rest with God. They may have missed out, but my call to you today is don't miss out on the promises of God. Resting in His presence, letting the Spirit of God minister to your soul, to your spirit, to your physical body. It's a call to join your faith and activate rest in your life today. Verse 7, for God still has ordained a day for us to enter into, and it's called today. Today is a day that you can choose to enter into the rest of God. For it was long afterwards that God repeated it in David's words. If only today you would listen to His voice and do not harden your hearts. Maybe you're feeling the stress of being overwhelmed and fatigued and tiredness. Maybe there's a whole list of other things that are going on in your world right now. Can I encourage you? If only today you would listen to His voice. If only today you would listen to His voice. Let Him minister rest to you. Let Him encourage you to step into that faith and rest life. Not just a faith life hoping, but a faith and rest life. My encouragement today, if your heart is hard because of everything that's been going on, let your heart be softened by the Spirit of God. Verse 8. Now, if this promise of rest was fulfilled when Joshua brought the people into the land, God wouldn't have spoken to the leader of another rest yet to come. So thankful that God sent Jesus, the rest that was yet to come. Amen. Verse 9, so we conclude that there is still a full and complete Sabbath rest waiting for believers to experience. Did you hear that? There is still a full and complete Sabbath rest waiting for believers to experience. As we enter into God's faith rest life, we cease from our own works just as God celebrates His finished works and rests in them. We are imitating the life of God when we step into a faith rest life. We are strengthened. There's freshness in our spirit. There's freshness in our emotions. There's freshness in our physical body because we're entering into the same practices of God. So then we must be eager to experience this faith rest life so that no one falls short by following the same pattern of doubt and unbelief. It's referring to obedience. When we read that passage of Scripture, are we going to do the same things as the generations before? Now, I'm not saying that everybody got it wrong, because there are generations before that have activated rest life and Sabbath and have done it so well. But what I'm saying is, it's for each and every single one of us. It's not just for a few. It's not just for a few. It's the promises of God for each and every single one of us. Not to be so busy that we can't, we don't know which way is up and which way is down. That's not God's best for your life. You're feeling stressed and tired and exhausted. It's time to set aside some time to reorientate yourself towards God, to be with God. Verse 12. For we have the living word of God, which is full of energy like a two-mouthed sword, that it will even penetrate to the very core of our being, where the soul and the spirit and the bone and the marrow meet. It interprets and reveals the true thoughts and secret motives of our hearts. There is not one person who can hide their thoughts from God, for nothing that we do remains a secret. That's true, amen. And nothing created is concealed, but everything is exposed and defenseless before His eyes, to whom we must render an account. Can I encourage you? Rest practices will change your life. Removing stress, removing clutter from your life will change your Christian walk. It will change your discipleship walk. Maybe you've been coming along to church on Sundays just to be topped up to make it through another week. That's not the promise that God has for you. The promise that God has for you is that you can work hard and do your best in the 6 days that are in your week. And on the seventh day when you rest, He wants to fill you with His promises. He wants to fill you and refresh your soul. Matthew 12:8 says this, "For the Son of Man is Lord even over the Sabbath." You're probably thinking to yourself, what does that mean? It means that Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. That on the Sabbath day, that Jesus wants to minister to each and every single person. See, Jesus is always looking to heal and restore people. Jesus is always looking to save people's souls, but He's also always looking to minister to people. You know, on the Sabbath day, Jesus healed people and restored people and ministered to people's hearts. He copped a lot of flack for it, if you read through the scriptures. You know, on the Sabbath days in particular, Jesus healed 7 people on the Sabbath. And it presents to us a picture that when we rest on the Sabbath, when we're not keeping busy, when we make time for Jesus, when we come to Jesus, when we make time for Him to minister to us, He is ready and waiting to minister to us on the Sabbath day. He can minister anytime, but when we make time to orientate ourselves to God, He wants to speak to us. It's a picture of that He's looking to heal. It's a picture of that He's looking to minister, to restore. And I want to encourage you, as you observe the Sabbath practices, can you be expectant? Can you have faith in your heart that Jesus wants to come and minister to you on those days when you make time to rest in His presence? This morning, just as we're coming to the close of this message this morning, see, if you don't know Jesus this morning, if you don't have a personal relationship with Him, can I encourage you? He is the good news. He is the good news that God spoke about. He's offering you freedom. He's offering you a relationship with God. And this is why Jesus went to the cross and was buried and rose again on the third day, so that we could be forgiven and restored into relationship with God. This is why you can have the opportunity to enter into rest. You know, maybe if you don't know Jesus this morning, maybe you've never known a moment's rest. Maybe your whole life has been about go, 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 achieve, 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 achieve. Well, my encouragement for you today is that's not living at all. It's keeping busy, and you may be adding things to your life, but there's still something missing from within you. You're trying to fill it up with other things, but Jesus is the only person that can fill that place in your heart and your life. It's the peace of God. It's God coming to reside in your heart. But this is why you have the opportunity to enter into rest, to have your soul restored and have strength and freshness put into your spirit and your soul and your body. It's because of Jesus. You know, it says in Romans 10 verse 9 that if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, that you will be saved. Maybe you've prayed this prayer before. Maybe you've never prayed it. Regardless of where you are on your journey with Jesus today and having a relationship with God, my proposal for you today is that God loves you so much that He sent His Son Jesus because He loves you so much. And He wanted to make a way for you to step into a relationship with Him and not be buffeted by the life that you've been living anymore. He wants you to find peace and a perfect relationship with Him. So if that's you today, in a moment, I'm going to pray a prayer. And it's a prayer of asking Jesus to become Lord of your life. It's a prayer of coming into relationship with Him. If that's you, regardless where you're on your journey, can you pray this prayer with me to have Jesus come into your heart and your life? Let's pray. Dear God, I thank You that You sent Jesus to be the Savior of the world. I thank You that You've made a pathway for salvation and rest. I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. From this day on, I'm following Jesus. This is my come to Jesus moment. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Greatest prayer that you could ever pray is that first prayer of salvation, of coming into relationship with God. If you pray that for the first time, I applaud you today. If you prayed it because you're coming back into relationship, I applaud you today. It's the greatest decision that you can ever make. You've made time and you're activating the promises and practices of following Jesus. Well done. What an amazing start. If you're watching online today, whether it's live or you're rewatching us at a later time, can I encourage you? You can go to gc.org.au/first steps and all the information about what to do next in following Jesus is there for you. And there's also a way for you to get in contact with us through that page as well. Or if you're watching live right now, you can put a direct message in through one of our platforms. One of our team would love to catch up with you and encourage you with the first steps of following Jesus. For everybody who's watching this morning, if you know Jesus, and hopefully by now everyone who's watching knows Jesus personally, there is so much more for you to activate in your relationship with God. Yes, you have salvation. Yes, you have freedom. But there's so many more promises that God wants to continue to impart into your life. And it's not caught in a moment of desperation. It's caught in a moment of resting before Him. Did you hear that? It's not caught in a moment of desperation. We're like, God, help me right now. My world is imploding. Yes, we all have those moments. But as you make time, as you put into place a weekly rhythm of resting to be in the presence of God, to reorientate your entire life to Him, He wants to download promises, download strength, download freshness to your life. Amen. I want to encourage you that for each and every single one of you, maybe the thought of this is so overwhelming because of the stress and busyness that you have. I want to encourage you over these coming days and weeks, choose to disengage from the busyness of the 6 days. When you come to church on a Sunday, look at it differently. This is my moment. This is my rest moment where I'm disengaging from the busyness of my week and I'm coming to reorientate my life towards God, to be with God so that He can speak to me personally and top me up with spiritual freshness. Amen. Make time. Activate practices that deeply form you as a follower of Jesus. Let your heart be soft. Don't let your heart grow hard by overcommitting to things that aren't a benefit to your life. Can I say that again? Make time. Don't overcommit to things that aren't a benefit to your life. Maybe there's things that you're committing to that are a benefit for other people. Can I say that again? Maybe you're committing to things that are a benefit for other people, but it's robbing you of your rest day. It's robbing you of your Sabbath practice. It's robbing you of holistic rest practices. Take back what's yours. Take back what's yours. Take back the promises that God has given to you. So when do we do this? When can you make time to rest with God, to be with God? What day of the week can you make it work? Me personally, I use Mondays. Mondays is my rest day, my Sabbath day, where I holistically outwork rest practices. Do you need to move things in a life that is very full? Do you need to keep your Saturdays for you and your family to rest? Say it again. Do you need to keep your Saturdays for you and your family to rest? Can I say it one more time? Do you need to keep your Saturdays for you and your family to rest? What needs to move so that you can be deeply formed in your Christian faith and your rest practices? You may already have a day off in your week, but do you need to repurpose it? Do you need to have it look more like a Sabbath rest day so that you can step into God's promises, so that you can have a prevention and a restoration and a time with God where He can remove fatigue, where He can remove tiredness, where He can remove exhaustion, so that in the future when you go through your daily, your weekly practices of rest, you're not coming from a place of, oh, help me, God. You're coming from a place of, God, it's so good to be with you today. Just in this moment, why don't we pray? Holy Spirit, now, if you're in your living room this morning, if you're still in bed this morning, wherever you are today, can I encourage you, just lift your hands to God this morning. Because I truly believe that the Spirit of God has been ministering to you and speaking to you through this teaching. You know, maybe some of the things that you've heard this morning are a little bit hard to hear because you know that there's things that need to be moved and pruned from your life so that you can outwork rest practices. And Holy Spirit, I pray for each and every single person right now. Let the Spirit of God move right now. Let the power of the Holy Spirit flow and overwhelm hearts right now. Let the peace of God, let the strength of God, let the freshness of the Holy Spirit overflow into lives right now. God, I pray for a supernatural impartation of rest. A supernatural impartation of rest that removes fatigue, that removes tiredness, that removes exhaustion. Holy Spirit. And God, I pray for the reason for it being removed is so that they can make some wise choices to make time and activate practices. Holy Spirit, let the Spirit of God permeate them right now in Jesus' powerful name we pray. Amen. Amen. You know, just as as the Spirit of God is still ministering to you, can I encourage you? Don't let this message fade into the darkness in your back of your mind. Don't let this is, if I can be frank this morning, this is a critical message for each and every single one of us. This is a critical message for each and every single one of us. God hasn't called us to be chasing a carrot dangling from a string. He's called us to spend time with Him on a weekly basis to rest. Amen.